productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Hallo, this is mein Auto. Und this is mein Key. Und there is only one place I trust with mein Key. Mein Key Car Care. They even offer financing options, so I can fix now and pay over time. Ooh, I love financing and options. Und mein Key. Und American cheese. Remember, I only trust Meineke with Meineke, your one-stop shop for total car care.
See store for details.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
I'm Major Sam Peters, candidate for Congress in Nevada's 4th District. I earned a Bronze Star while deployed to Afghanistan, keeping America safe. Now I'm going to go to D.C. and kick some anti-American ass in Congress. Dementia Joe Biden, illegal immigrants, a stolen election, critical race theory, mandates? Enough is enough. I'm Sam Peters. I'm not a career politician. Send me to Congress and I'll fight for President Trump's agenda. I'll finish the wall. I'll even go to the White House and tell Sleepy Joe right to his face. Let's go, Brandon. Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you get hurt in a crash, hiring the right lawyer makes all the difference. It can decide how long your case takes, the total dollar amount of your settlement, and most importantly, how much you get paid. If you want a lawyer who's done a bunch of million-dollar cases, call me. If you want a lawyer who won't take all your money at the end of the case, call me. Did the other guys promise that? You already know that answer.
Call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell.
More lawyer. Less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Unlike other health concerns, mental illness is not always easy to see. Depression won't show up on an eye chart, and you can't measure it on your bathroom scale. Sorting out a mental health concern is not something to attempt on your own. You won't find a bipolar disorder by looking at a thermometer. Like many other health conditions, help for mental illness takes professional diagnosis and treatment. Anxiety won't just go away under a stick-on bandage. So the sooner you seek treatment, the better. If you or a loved one has a mental health concern, don't go it alone. Find out what to do. For 24-hour free and confidential information and treatment referral, call 1-800-662-HELP. Learn more at samhsa.gov/support. That's samhsa.gov/support.
I'm okay.
You're not okay.
It's normal to have diarrhea and stomach pains.
Sometimes, but not as often as you do.
I've got this under control.
No, you don't.
It's time to let that voice inside your head be heard. Urgent diarrhea and chronic stomach pain can be signs of Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis. The Crohn's and Colitis Foundation can help you learn more and even find a specialist. Don't keep your symptoms to yourself. Get help at spillyourguts.org.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Coming up, we're going to be talking more about what's going on in Ukraine and the Russians and Vladimir Putin. By the way, this hour of Live and Local brought to you by our friends at Nevada Trucking Association. Great men and women getting stuff from point A to point B and making sure that your stores are fully stocked as we move further into the year. Coming up, we're going to talk about what's going on half a world away and how it directly impacts what we're doing here, the price of a gallon of gasoline, heating oil, things like that. By the way, it's going to impact the supply chain Don't think it won't make the supply chain more expensive. We'll do that and a whole lot more coming up as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Well, 131, as we check out your conditions on the area freeways right now, looking at the traffic cams right now, you're moving along on Interstate 15, a little congestion, but you're still cruising along at nearly freeway speeds. When Jimmy Carter was president, yeah, you were going 55, so why complain, right, on Interstate 15 right now? Also, slow flows through that construction zone downtown on Interstate 515. That's both directions between Main and Eastern, and do expect some major delays through there as they continue that bridge reconstruction work, and that will continue throughout the course of 2022. And do expect some moderate flows down there in Henderson on the Southern Beltway, 215 eastbound at the airport connector.
Pro Insurance Solutions presents this Sports Flash, powered by the Score app from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. A former Raiders assistant headed to UNLV. According to multiple reports, Raiders assistant receivers coach Nick Holtz is going to UNLV to become the program's offensive coordinator. UNLV's former offensive coordinator, Glenn Thomas, recently left the program to go to Arizona State. Holtz had been with the Raiders since 2012. The Raiders have not yet announced their full staff under McDaniels. However, receivers coach Edgar Bennett is expected to return. UNLV basketball, they are going to get back at it Saturday with a big one against Boise State.
Download the Score app today. Lightning fast sports alerts so you never miss a thing. It's why the Score app is one of North America's most popular sports apps. This Sports Flash is brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley, AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
How would you love a chance to save money on car insurance? GEICO can help. Switch today and see all the ways you could save with great rates and discounts. It's easy. Simply go to geico.com to get a rate quote and get started seeing how much you could save. How would you love a chance to save money on car insurance? GEICO can help. Switch today and see all the ways you could save with great rates and discounts. It's easy. Simply go to geico.com to get a rate quote and get started seeing how much you could save.
We've got a party of 10 coming in. We need to flip those two tables.
Clea's restaurant is fully booked night after night.
Section 3 is still behind.
She no longer has reservations about finally finding a hostess.
Why doesn't 23 have menus? Oh, because they're in my hand.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Sam Brown running for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message.
Real leaders are proven under fire. 2008 Afghanistan, the Taliban ambush. Captain Sam Brown's platoon engages when his Humvee strikes a roadside bomb. Combat veteran Anthony Roscoe witnessed the explosion.
His vehicle was instantly covered in flames, thrown in the air.
On a battlefield stretcher, severely burned and near death, Sam Brown thought only of his men.
From when I saw Sam on fire to when I saw Sam leave and get on that helicopter, not one time did he ask me about himself.
Evac to Texas. Sam Brown's battle continued. 30 surgeries. Years of recovery. Gunner Kevin Jensen, also wounded in the blast, witnessed Sam Brown's fighting spirit.
He just had that drive that I've never seen. His integrity, selfless courage.
Captain Sam Brown for U.S. Senate. New conservative leadership for Nevada. The battle-born fighter we need.
I'm Captain Sam Brown. I fought for you before. I'm ready to serve you again.
Paid for by Sam Brown for Nevada. Military references do not imply endorsement by the Department of Defense or any service.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
By the way, we've had a number of people call the radio station asking for Thad Alger's number. His phone number. It's Inspire Solar Solutions. If you want to save 10 to 20% of your power bills for years to come,
And regardless of what the price of a barrel of oil does, because it's solar, you don't have to worry about it. It's really cool. Here's the number, 702-518-9646. That number again, 702-518-9646. It's Thad Alger at Inspire Solar Solutions. Don't forget that free Vivint smart home security system with 3 years of monitoring, a $2,800 value. That's pretty damn good. Are we going to have Major League Baseball anytime soon? Gentleman Jim Dallas has been tracking what's been going on. And by the way, it was going on, last time I checked, it was in Florida, Jupiter, Florida, the home of the St. Louis Cardinals and Miami Marlins. Hmm. And they've been having these negotiations, but is anything getting done?
Well, they're trying to get things done. They are at least talking right now, and that's at least something. Now, they have until the 28th of February to start the season on time, which would be March 31st.
Yeah.
So if they don't get anything done this weekend and by Monday it's still not settled, then we're going to see the regular season pushed back. Just that's the way it is. But right now it looks like they're talking about the minimum salary for these players. A lot of people coming into Major League Baseball, they're getting their promotion from AAA. They're on the roster, and they're just glad to have a roster spot. Well, the league has made a proposal of a $640,000 minimum salary for 2022, which would increase $640,000.
Wow. To a guy right out of AAA.
Yep, that would be the minimum. And I guess if you come up from AAA, it would be based on...
It was prorated.
On a prorated schedule. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And that would increase by $10,000 each year throughout the course of what they're hoping to have a 5-year collective bargaining agreement. So it'd be 640 the first year, 650, then 660 on up. Well, now the Players Association says no, that's too low. How low?
$640,000 a year is too low for the 25th man, 26th, 27th man?
They're doing the limbo rock. How low can you go? Well, the Major League Baseball Players Association says as low as we want to go is $775,000 as a minimum. So you can see they're over, what, $135,000 difference, and it would be a $30,000 raise each year.
That's not close.
It's not even, they're not even close on
They're not even in the same area code.
No. So there's $135,000 difference, and the increases, the Players Association wants three times what the owners are willing to give. So, like you say, they're in, speaking a different language right now.
Yeah,
let's put it
that
way.
No kidding. Yeah. More from a gentleman, Jim Dallas, coming up in just a couple minutes. Barack Zilberberg will join us at the top of the hour, Republican candidate for governor, and we'll talk about the race. Nine people in this race right now. Nine people. And by the way, there are some really, really, really good, talented people who want to be governor and who want to replace Steve Sisolak. Why does Barack Zilberberg want to do it? I'll ask him. Also, coming up, more reaction to a full day of a full invasion of Ukraine. It's really scary out there, folks. And by the way, why should this matter to us? 75% of us don't want Americans involved in fighting a war in Ukraine. They want nothing to do with it. 75%. That's incredible. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here with a special message for those of you who've experienced hearing loss. For months now, I've told you about my friends at Quality Hearing Aids. I let you know about the amazing Evolve AI hearing aids from Starkey. I mean, this is cutting-edge technology. The engineers at Starkey are nothing short of incredible. I just love these folks. They wanted to make better hearing effortless, and take it from me, they've done just that. The Evolve AI scans the environment and makes 55 million adjustments every hour. That's 55 million adjustments. And you don't have to do a thing. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on conversations, do what I did. Call Quality Hearing Aids, in business for over 40 years, 30 years here in Vegas. Call 702-369-1321. That's 702-369-1321. One more time slowly, 702-369-1321. Or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you. How would you like to save 10 to 20% immediately on your power bill? How would you like to lock in a low fixed monthly rate for years to come? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Thad Auger and the solar professionals at Inspire Solar Solutions will help you do just that. Save a fortune on your power bill. Plus, for a limited time, there's a federal tax incentive that will save you 26% off the price of your solar system. And there's no out-of-pocket cost. I repeat, there's no out-of-pocket cost. As a bonus, you'll get a Vivint smart home security system with 3 years monitoring for free. That's a $2,800 value. It's time to make the switch to solar and save thousands in the long run on your power bill. Take advantage of these limited time offers. Call or text Thad at 702-518-9646 or check them out at InspireSolarSolutions.com. That's 702-718-9646 or InspireSolarSolutions.com. InspireSolarSolutions.com and tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Talking about the news of the day need not be toxic or boring. Hey, it's Rob Carson. Join me weeknights from 6 to 8 for a unique and fun look at politics and pop culture. It's the Rob Carson Show on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
My name is Tony Grady, and I am running to become your next lieutenant governor. Please go to TonyGradyForNevada.com and learn about me. The wisdom of the Bible reads, "For everything there is a season and a time for every matter under heaven." For Nevadaans, this is our time to act. Our current elected officials are not representing the people. They are dictating to us. No longer can we remain passive. No longer can we keep silent. We are compelled to speak. The Democrats have shown their ideology and power are more important to them than our country or our great state. Together, we can make a difference. Standing on the firm foundation of the United States Constitution, let me be your mouthpiece. I will be your voice. I will represent you. Go to TonyGradyForNevada.com and read my story. Elect me because your voice matters, Nevada. I am Tony Grady, and I approve this message. Paid for by Tony Grady for Nevada.
Get the info you need to know with the KMZQ Newsflash, proudly sponsored by DeCastroVerde Law Group Personal Injury. Alex and Orlando DeCastroVerde will stand by you every step of the way, and their family will fight for yours.
It's time for today's STEM tip. Okay, you know recycling is important. No one wants plastic in the ocean. Here's a cool way to repurpose a plastic bottle. Build an awesome terrarium. Cut a large plastic bottle in half and fill the base with sand, pebbles, potting soil, and your favorite plant. I chose an African violet. Put the top of the bottle over your base and place it in the sun. Your plant will grow sealed in its own ecosystem. Fun, right? Learn more at She Can STEM. A message from the Ad Council.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You know, a lot of people are asking, why should we care about what is going on in Ukraine? And Brett Baer, who hosts Special Report for Fox News Channel, put the Russian invasion in perspective. In fact, let's go to cut number two. This was Brett Baer last night in primetime coverage for Fox News Channel. And just what this Russian invasion means, and trying to put it into perspective. Here is Brett Baer last night on Fox.
Taking a big dive in the futures because
of the uncertainty about what lies ahead. You'll see oil prices spike tomorrow, depending on where this goes. This is full-fledged fighting. You have now images surfacing online of tanks rolling in from Belarus, from the north, and going across that border. This is the darkest hour for Europe since World War II. It is the darkest moment for a dictator trying to take over another country. And what we're witnessing is the beginning of what likely will be significant fighting and significant death. And that's the big picture. And we can argue about the effect of sanctions before, what would have happened before, what should have been done, but Ukraine is where Ukraine is right now, and they're trying to hold on to their country and to their lives as these tanks and military personnel carriers and planes roll in to their country.
It was really difficult to hear from that member of parliament, the Ukrainian member of parliament that we had on earlier, Alexei Goncharenko, as he was there in his home and his city under attack, saying that they pledged they were going to go have this meeting at parliament, that they weren't going to back down, that they were going to stick together, begging the world for help. Some things that the U.S. is not going to get involved with and can't grant, like we talked about the no-fly zone that he was so adamant and passionate that he hoped that they would do. But some of these other measures that we've talked about, really cutting Russia off from the international banking system, their oil and gas. We wait for President Biden to speak for on Thursday, after speaking with his G7 allies and to the American people about just how far they're going to go. And they talk about having a number of tools in this bag that they can use against Russia. But the world tonight across the board saying it's got to be devastating, or the potential ripple effect and the messaging to other malign actors out there is going to be very clear.
Yeah, and some of that may affect other allies, which has always been a factor here. But right now, all of those allies are on the same sheet of music saying we're committed to standing with Ukraine. Senator Marco Rubio, who speaks a lot about this, has been speaking about Russia's actions, just tweeting out a minute ago, Ukraine is outgunned and outmanned, but they are brave and tough fighters. And as the world will soon learn, they have already inflicted damage on Russian invaders. Again, you heard from Lucas, the reporting from the Ukrainian ministry. It's also hitting the wires now that a Russian plane has been taken down by Ukrainian air defenses in the eastern part of the country. Again, these are all things that we want to confirm with our own people, but that's coming out from the Ukrainian defense ministry. And I think as you continue on into the hours here, you're going to be getting a lot of reports from a lot of different parts of the country about what has transpired.
That's Brett Baer putting the Russian invasion in perspective. And I'll just tell you, I think it's going to get very ugly, very fast. Again, remember, they've got 200,000 Russian troops surrounding Ukraine and looking at the capital and looking beyond Ukraine. That's what I think has people scared. People in NATO are scared to death of this thing. If you live in Latvia, or you're governing in Latvia, places like that, the Russians are coming for you too. This is just the tip of the iceberg. That's all this is. By the way, this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Ichabod's Lounge, the home of Misfits Poker League. Every Sunday morning, 11 o'clock, I was there last weekend, had a lot of fun. That's Ichabod's Lounge on East Flamingo at Pecos. Coming up on the show, top of the hour, Barack Zilberberg, a Republican candidate for governor of Nevada. He was not, I don't think, allowed on the stage. He did not participate in the latest debate. Will he be included in other debates? We'll talk about that and a whole bunch more. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast.
We're not gonna take it.
Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Anymore.
If you live long enough, you've experienced the same thing. A certified letter arrives from the IRS. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Many of us have experienced that sense of dread, that knot in the pit of your stomach that comes with a letter saying you owe thousands of dollars to the IRS. You're embarrassed to tell your friends, ashamed to tell your spouse. You think of losing your house, losing your business? It doesn't have to be that way. That's where my friends at New Hope Tax Defense come in. Their team of dedicated tax professionals will not only guide you through the process, they'll stay with you for the duration. The pros at New Hope Tax Defense will develop your own personal strategic plan. They'll present all your options, and then the choice of how to move forward will be yours. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220, or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Don't put it off. Call right now, 702-483-0220. Make that call right now.
I'm attorney Kevin Rowe. Some people don't want to hire a lawyer after a car wreck because they feel sorry for the person who hit them because they think the at-fault driver will actually be the one who has to pay. The truth is, in most cases we handle, the insurance company pays for the at-fault driver's lawyers, court costs, settlement, or verdict. The at-fault driver doesn't pay anything. In court, the jury is never allowed to hear this. So if you're hurt in a wreck, make one call. That's all.
Lerner & Rowe is the way to go. Call 877-1500.
Randy Westbrook, managing attorney.
It comes from Washington, darkness spreading across America, devouring all in its path. Radical socialists are hell-bent on destroying everything we've worked for, our communities, our values, the foundations of our entire country. But John Lee switched parties to stop them, joining the fight for conservative values just like Ronald Reagan and Donald J. Trump before him.
I will wipe out socialism in this state. We will not let that come. It will not be even considered in Nevada as long as I'm governor.
As a principled conservative, John Lee is a proud pro-life champion.
That little life is more valuable than anything.
As NRA Legislator of the Year, John Lee courageously defends our gun rights.
I will do everything in my power to see that we stay a pro-gun state.
And as governor, John Lee will stop the left's tyranny at our borders and keep Nevada's future bright. John Lee for governor. Paid for by the committee to elect John Lee.
Prescription opioids can be addictive and dangerous.
Opioid pain medication took everything that I had. Nothing mattered more than getting my fix. I was on the verge of being homeless. My house was being foreclosed on. Knowing that it could have been prevented makes it worse.
Prescription opioids. It only takes a little to lose a lot. Visit cssnv.org to learn more. This message developed by the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, sponsored by the Nevada Department of Health and Human Services, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcaster Association and this station.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You know, it's fascinating watching last night Fox's coverage. They went a lot to Amy Kellogg in Moscow for her perspective on the Ukraine invasion. This was midway through last night, and I find it fascinating. Amy Kellogg, solid reporter, and in Moscow, this was her perspective. This is cut number five, by the way. This was her perspective on the Ukraine invasion.
Airports are closing. People are nervous about how they are going to get out of here when they eventually do have plans to go abroad. And many people simply didn't recognize their president last night, or early this morning, I should say, or whenever that message was recorded. But it was a Putin that many people simply had never seen before. And I think a lot of people are awfully nervous. They see their life as changing now in a direction they simply can't predict. We are hearing from the Kremlin press pool that this morning the first phone call that Putin made was to Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko, and then he gave that address, which of course now we believe was pre-recorded. And then, according to these journalists, he had a phone call with the Turkish president and then has a meeting with the Pakistani prime minister later today. So it's kind of a hodgepodge of things going on, many of them seeming sort of detached from what is going on in Ukraine, which is the most important thing, an earth-changing and universe-changing event. You know, we've been talking about what Putin said earlier today, which was really a message that he wanted to change the world order, change the world as we see it, feeling aggrieved for not being part of the Western camp, and then trying to say that the U.S. had really taken over.